You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Mully and Haw, Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. And Joe Fortmaugh joins us on the St. Charles Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Hotline, home of the real deal. He is our man in Vegas by way of the Bay Area, 95.7 The Game in San Francisco. And, of course, you see him on the Daily Wager on the Four Letter Network. Good morning, Joe. How are you, bud?
Morning, Joe.
Gentlemen, it's October 18th, and there's nothing like having a must-win situation in the NFL on October 18th. How you feeling this week?
Feeling good. Feeling good. You're right.
I feel like there's a must-win situation.
I think you're talking about the Saints and the Bears.
I'm talking about you coming off that cold. How you feeling?
I'm getting there, Joe.
Good. We're getting 100% out of you today, because I'd imagine with this game this weekend, a lot of people are on edge. I've been tracking this one all week, obviously, for a variety of reasons. It's one of the marquee games on the schedule. Bears opened 3.5 in this one, which I found interesting. I was thinking about this last night, preparing for this this interview today, because I'm thinking to myself, all right, you got this Saints team that's only got one loss. Last week, the Saints were in a situation where they weren't supposed to win. That was a sharp special on Jacksonville. It was a pick'em. It got steamed all the way up to Jacksonville -3, and the Saints still got it done. Teddy Bridgewater, 27-7 against the spread as a starting quarterback in the NFL. They're just one of these teams that finds ways to get it done. So I take that information. They're a very popular team to begin with. Then I take the fact that the last we saw of the Bears was obviously the London game. It's fresh in people's minds. They know about the quarterback situation. They know the offense has been struggling. And you send it out there as 3 in the hook. Now, if it was 3, I would understand. You're giving the Bears 3 for Soldier Field, but you're putting the hook out there. I think the bookmakers are expecting more out of the Bears than the early action is, because it got knocked down to 3 from some early betting. But I would say if you're a Bears fan, that's a very intriguing opening line to put the hook out there with Chicago. So the expectation here, and I'm sure this has been discussed all week, the defense is going to come to play. The defense is going to have to carry the way. The reality is whether or not the offense can find its way over the last 2 weeks to put something together against a Saints defense that has surprised some people since Drew Brees went down.
Yeah, I think you put that very well. I think that's exactly what we're looking at here, Joe. And, you know, I don't know. I don't know if circumstance of the game comes into play, but, you know, we saw struggles in Jacksonville from New Orleans. They won the game, but they didn't put up a ton of points. And then you're still outdoors. You're still on the road. You're in Chicago, and you got a really good defense. And, we were just discussing what Teddy Bridgewater is and how good he can be and who's going to sign him next year. Should he stay where he's at? Can he eventually inherit that job if he wants it? And I got to tell you, I mean, I know he'll go and he'll get paid and all the rest of it, but I'm not sure that he's not two for – I'm not sure he's a 5-0 quarterback. Let's put it that way.
I think that's a fair point, because we don't see him make a lot of big plays. Bridgewater doesn't take a ton of shots down the field, and that's going to be a little troublesome against this defense, because you want to stretch these guys out as much as humanly possible. Let's be honest. Plus, there's a lot of pride at stake here. The Bear defense got pushed all over the field in that game against the Raiders, and I'm not trying to open up any wounds, but you got to figure that's been a serious talking point in that locker room. Losing that game is one thing, but when the Raiders are pushing you around, there's some pride that comes into play there. You got a Saints team that's coming in with a banged up Alvin Kamara. So the reality here, and this is the way I see it, and this is one of the games I'm going to play this weekend, I'm going to go under on this. It's sitting 38.5. I think the Bear defense holds up its end of the bargain. I don't think it's going to let New Orleans pull off a whole lot. Remember, you got 2 weeks to get ready for this game. This is a really big spot for Chicago at home. It's another road game for New Orleans after Jacksonville last week. Eventually, it's going to catch up to them. The whole key to this comes down to the offense not sputtering 3-and-out over and over and over again, not committing the big turnovers. If that's the case, I think the Bears grind this thing out. Come Monday morning, you'll be talking about a win, but it's probably not going to be a pretty win, which is why I'm looking under 38.5 here.
All right, Joe, let's look at the rest of the NFL and what games you like.
All right, this isn't going to be all that pretty. I'm going to be honest with you. The NFL picks last week were pretty solid. College, we finished 2-3, and I remember I was getting ready to go to bed, and everything looked good with Wyoming, everything looked good with Arizona, and I woke up and it was a mess. So we're going to try to flip it around this week. We'll get to college in a moment. First game out, Buffalo and Miami under 40.5. Just bet it. You don't need to watch it because you're not going to want to watch this game. Buffalo's defense is way better than anyone gives them credit for, and they can run the ball. So their time of possession is way up. They can control the game flow. This season, that defense is one of the top five in the league in terms of points allowed, and no one's hanging big points on them. They haven't had a single game this season where anyone's lit them up. They're off a bye. They're looking around at the state of the AFC. They know they are in prime position to score a playoff spot this season. Here comes Miami. They're a dysfunctional mess. They're averaging 8 points per game. They haven't put up more than 16 in any game this season. So Buffalo's defense is going to shut down Miami. The Bills will probably score, and they might even score defensively if you want to play that prop. But then late in the game, they're just going to go to the ground and do what they need to do to survive. I'm thinking something like 27-3 here maybe. Laying 16-17 with the Bills scares me. I know I'm projecting it as they cover that. That's a ton of points with Josh Allen as your quarterback. So I'm going to play under 40.5. Game number two is going to be the San Francisco 49er team total over 25 points. So you're betting the Niners to score more than 25 points here. Undefeated, as we know, but this is the big revenge spot for Kyle Shanahan. He's going back to Washington, which is where he coached with his old man. They ran him out of there and embarrassed him back in 2013. Kyle's been asked about it this week, and he's made it very clear it doesn't matter to him, but everyone knows this matters to him. Everyone knows he's going to want to shred this defense. The Niners are second in time of possession. They're second in rushing. They're first in rushing attempts per game. Washington ranks 28th against the run. This team's going to be able to establish the run early. That's going to set up the play action pass. Garoppolo is going to be able to torch him deep. Remember, this Redskins defense is allowing opposing quarterbacks to complete about 73% of their passes this season. That is insanely bad, especially when you figure those quarterbacks include Ryan Fitzpatrick, Daniel Jones, and some other guys that aren't all that great. And one of them was, you know, the Trubisky game too. He went in there and completed over 70% of his passes against the Redskins.
Not him.
So I see the Niners lighten up the Redskins. Laying 10 on the road is a risky proposition, but I will take San Francisco to score more than 25 points. Pick number three is going to be the Ravens at at Seattle. They're catching three. It's got to be three or better here. Two key factors with this game. One, Baltimore's been playing very well. They run the ball very well. They score a lot of points. They control clock. In addition, they're going to be on the bye next week. So this is that big message. Let's close out strong. We've got a stranglehold on the AFC North. Patrick Mahomes just went down. We got a lot of things in our favor. We just got to find a way to win this game. They're going to CenturyLink to play the Seahawks. Now, normally this is a very dangerous spot, but the Seahawks have missed the spread in four straight games at home. That dates back to last season. And if you look at the games they're winning this year, 1-point win over Cincinnati at home. They beat the Rams on Thursday night, which was a terrible spot for Los Angeles, and they missed that 44-yard field goal where they could have won that game. You work your way through the Seattle schedule. They've been doing a nice job getting it done, but they're on borrowed time. It's a little bit like what we were just talking about with New Orleans. I like Baltimore to go in there and get the job done. I'm taking the Ravens plus the three, but you got to get three or better in that game. Sunday night football, if you can find Eagles plus three, I would take it. At 2.5, it's not that great, so you might want to wait until kickoff. The Sharps are on the Eagles in this game. The line's been coming down. Doug Peterson pretty much guaranteed victory. There's issues with the Philadelphia secondary. It's very obvious. But Dallas is going to try to run the ball here, and they're not going to have a lot of success because Philly's run defense is one of the best in the NFL. I trust Carson Wentz in the offense more than I trust Dak Prescott in the offense. I trust Doug Peterson a heck of a lot more than I trust Jason Garrett. Remember, the Cowboys started 3-0 against three bad teams, the Giants, the Redskins, and the Dolphins. Since then, they've played two decent teams in the Jets, and they lost all of those games. There's a little bit of dysfunction. Coaches on the hot seat. There are some injuries they're dealing with, notably Amari Cooper. I take the points with the Birds. And then finally, Monday Night Football. If the Jets are sitting there plus 10, take the Jets. They looked pretty good last week against Dallas. This is way too many points for New England to be given up. The Patriots are undefeated. I get that. But they're not playing anybody. And I know that they've had some extra rest coming into this game, but 10 points is a ton of points to give up in a division rivalry game on Monday night on the road. So to recap, go under the total, 40.5, Buffalo-Miami. Take the Niner team total over 25 points. Baltimore +3. Philly +3 if you can get it, but I still think Philly wins that game. Chicago and the Saints, I'm going under 38.5. And take the Jets +10 Monday night against the Patriots.
I like it. Do you have an opinion on how many points the Ohio State Buckeyes will manage at Northwestern?
That should be – I mean, that's a big spread. Is that game tonight?
Yep, tonight.
Right?
Yep.
Friday night.
All right, so I was kind of glossing over some notes on that. It seems like everyone's leaning to Ohio State to cover. Northwestern finds itself in some of these games where just when you want to count them out, they find a way to make life a little bit interesting. So the way I see it, Ohio State's been a juggernaut. I don't really want to get in front of them. But Friday night, they're on the road here too, right? This game's in Illinois?
Yeah.
It's Evanston, yep.
Yeah, there's not a whole lot. I'm not laying that many points with Ohio State in this spot. If anything, I might look to Northwestern catching the points, but it's not something I would get too excited about.
What else in college?
All right, four plays here. I'll start with the big one, which in terms of just marquee attraction, it's not my favorite play, but it's of the four, Penn State, Michigan, I'm going to go under the 47 points. Penn State's defense has given up just 8 points per game this year. The most anyone scored on them is 13. They haven't had the toughest of schedules. This is probably the best opponent they faced, but the defense is legit. And they're more physical than Michigan is. When you think Jim Harbaugh, you think physicality. His team isn't all that tough this year. And that's part of his big problem, is that he usually has a very tough football team, whether it's Stanford, whether it was University of San Diego, whether it was the Niners. These guys aren't as physical as we remember. It's a big number for Penn State to lay, especially coming off a huge game at Kinnick last weekend. So I don't necessarily want to lay a lot of points with Penn State here. I think Michigan's defense is going to find a way to get some stops, but I think their offense is ultimately going to be what dooms them. I'm going under 47 total points, Penn State, Michigan. Game number two, this is my favorite one on the college slate. It's Tulane +4 at Memphis. I like Tulane to win this game outright. 5-1 straight up. 5-1 against the spread. Their only loss this season is to Auburn at Auburn. They lost that game 24-6. Most teams in their situation are going to lose that game to Auburn. They're averaging 46 points per game this year. Their defense is only giving up 18 points per game, and they can run the ball really well. They're averaging 298 yards per game on the ground. That's fourth in the country. They're going up against a Memphis team that ranks 93rd against the run. So take Tulane +4. I'm not going to be surprised if they win that game. Game number three, Arizona State at Utah. There's a couple +14s that are starting to pop up. If you're going to play Arizona State, you got to get +14, and I think we might get there by kickoff, hopefully. There are a couple there now. Herm Edwards has done a remarkable job with this Sun Devils team. They're 5-1, and they've got a couple crucial wins. Now, no one's going to look at a win at California as that big, but Cal plays really good defense, and Arizona State went in there and beat them. And I know Michigan State hasn't been great, But Arizona State went to East Lansing and won that game as well. These are college kids, all right? They're not paid professionals who are focused on this stuff all week. To go on the road and get those two wins, that's big. Herm's got these guys playing really good football. Utah, we saw slip up at USC on a Friday night a few weeks ago. I'm going to discount that game because that's the typical Pac-12 putting their marquee teams in awful scheduling spots and ruining their national championship chances. I think this is going to be a physical game. It's going to be a lower scoring game, in my opinion. Not saying I'm betting the under, but I think 14 in my pocket with Arizona State is the side I want to be on. So it's those three, and then Boise State, I'm going to lay the touchdown with the Broncos at BYU. BYU's on a bad slide right now. They've lost three straight. They haven't covered in any of those three. They got injuries at the quarterback position. Boise's 6-0. They've only missed one point spread. That was against Marshall. And in the game where they missed the point spread, they still outgained the Thundering Herd 437 total yards to 172. They own that game. They should have covered. They failed to do so. They've got some injuries at quarterback, but the backups are just as good, if not better. Team's cruising right now. They're playing really good defense. You're laying 7 on the road. It opens 6.5, so the early money's on the Broncos. I'm laying it with Boise State. So your college recap, Tulane +4 at Memphis, Penn State, Michigan under 47, Arizona State +14 at Utah, and then Boise -7 at BYU.
Joe, you are the best, buddy. It's always a joy to talk to you.
Great stuff, Joe.
Love you guys. Feel better, Hall. Good luck to the Bears this weekend against the Saints. I'll catch you guys next Friday.
All right, Joe. That is our guy, Joe Fortenbaugh.
He loves Boise State.
I just laugh. I just love.
There's always one pick in the college picks that just make you chuckle.
Yeah.
You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.